Cure Friday. I'm in love.
Yeah.
Because it is Friday. Happy Friday, folks. Happy Friday.
Celebrate
good Friday,
the party.
Good Friday.
Good Friday, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, so fast and abstinence.
You know why
for you.
It's Good Friday? Because yesterday was a great Thursday. That's why. Happy birthday.
Start of the old Easter break for a lot of people today. There's a lot of people off today. They get Friday, a good Friday off is like a company holiday or something or whatever.
Yeah, that's still a thing, is it?
In some places.
It won't last. Now the pubs are open, it won't last long.
I wouldn't have thought so.
You know, it'll be nearly gone now. It was a great piece in the news there yesterday. I was in my ma's late yesterday about the pubs that are opening are now the pubs in the news.
Right.
Oh, the pubs are closed.
Yeah.
They're now the pub. Remember, it used to be, well, we think, you know, why should we be forced to do this? And people.
It'd be like one pub making a stand or something.
He'd be outside and he wouldn't. I mean, here I am. I'm prepared to work. The shutters are closed. People want to go for a pint and they're being babysat by the nation. You know, all this. And now it's totally the other way around. Now they were in Meath yesterday. It was great looking
and
at it.
And there was one that was saying, no, I don't
care.
Whole
town have come together. And to stay dry for Good Friday.
All right.
And so it was just mad that that's the news now. And you went, yeah, well, we're not opening now. There's one day off now we get before Christmas. And I tell you. And they went around the shopping centre.
That was the reasoning, was it? Nothing to do with, like, I have strong Catholic beliefs.
No, they didn't.
It was nothing to do with that.
There was a bit of tradition.
I'm getting me day off.
I'm getting me day off. And then they were talking to the people in the local Super Value and that. And they were all for it. They were all like, yeah, well, you know, there's not many traditions we have left. And it is nice to have something. So there you go.
Have a fair play. Whatever you're into.
It's just funny that that's the story on Good Friday. How quickly we changed over.
Yeah, but also...
And we all drink less.
Well, how much it's changed as well.
Yeah. Like, I mean, Good Friday in general.
Yeah. I mean, like, the whole thing with the fish and all and not eating the meat and all that.
Yeah, not eating the meat. Yeah, that's right. I always forgot about that.
Do you remember as a kid when your ma used to look at you aghast?
She
caught you with a ham sandwich.
You have to eat.
Be like getting caught with a dirty mag.
She caught me putting in a burger out of the freezer. And she was devastated, yeah. Oh, she was very upset.
Yeah. Anyway.
You can't eat that on the day Jesus died. Was that today?
Kelly Rowland, David Guetta, When Love Takes Over here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Right, we're about to do the birthdays. Very quickly, though, Stephen in Kingswood was on just to let us know there's been a two-car collision on the Belgard Road on the junction of the Lewis line. They're expecting a few delays there, although traffic probably in general won't be as heavy today, will it? There'll be a lot of places off today, being Good Friday.
Yeah, and should they all call? Everyone called around to see me yesterday, so
exactly.
It should be a lot easier.
There was no reason to go anywhere, really.
You know what I mean?
It's not PJ's birthday today.
No.
Right, Stephen.
It'll probably be years now till the next one.
Thanks for that, Stephen. So watch out for that, just if that's part of your route. Belgard Road junction there at the Lewis line. A bit of a collision there. Right, you ready for the birthdays?
I am. Let's do it now. Let's get stuck in.
Here we go. Close
yesterday. God.
I tell you. Mind you, you did
so
have a couple of head starts based on the fact that one of them was your birthday.
So I had one head start? Jeepers! I mean, we get very pernickety about things around
here. If you were to trust the Sunday Independent, today would be our birthday as well.
Yeah, I know. Stick it in.
Right, we're starting with Dennis O'Brien.
Dennis O'Brien, the man who owns all the radio stations in the world.
In the world. He must be one of the most famous Irish tycoons. There's kind of him.
He is, yeah.
A Smurfit. Michael, I think.
And what's the other fella with the funny moustache? He owns the horses.
JP McManus.
No.
You
know, he wears cravats and all.
Desmond.
That's your man.
Dermot Desmond.
It's gassed away. You can just hear Tara's voice. So you can't hear that out in the real world, but we just heard Tara going, Dermot Desmond, Egypt, whatever. She knows.
Having Tara in your head.
Tara knows her billionaires. She knows her billionaires, does our Tara. She can separate the billionaires from the rest of us. No problem.
Yeah. And you'd have to throw Mick O'Leary in there now, wouldn't you?
You would.
I don't know if he's technically a billionaire.
Yeah, he'd have to be at this stage, wouldn't he? Michael O'Leary.
Well, he's not short anyway, so.
Well, sure he was. Yes, sure. Wasn't he on the rich list? Remember we had it here.
Yeah, but is he? But I mean, is he Dennis O'Brien, Dermot Desmond, Michael Smurfit, neck of the woods?
He's on the... Well, look at this. He joins the millionaire rich list. I know I shouldn't even be Googling this now. This is something I should have done ages ago. And I know it's not even his birthday. But there you go. I can't find it. Oh, right. This is just devastating. This is devastating. Oh, no. He's 1.1 billion. So, no, he's nowhere near the lads.
1.1 billion?
Yeah, he's only...
Is his net worth?
Yeah. He's only into the gateway of the billions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, God, he's not.
How could you even take him seriously?
Yeah, you're practically a pauper. Look at them. They'll be all laughing at O'Leary. What is it? They'll be all, look at here's your man. He's only got the 1 billion. He thinks he's great. Look at him. And his, yeah, they were there. Yeah, you have to take all the nice things Elvis playing, Stephen Megan. Ah, yeah. We've all private jets. And he's still checking people in. Man, he's a jackass. Imagine only having 1 billion.
It'd be brilliant if there was a little billionaires club. Yeah, where that's they all stood around and have a jar.
Yeah.
And when he went in, they went, shh, shh, watch this now. But somebody would probably have to buy him a drink. Oh,
God, here we go.
He could barely afford it.
Here them, Michael. How'd you get here? Did you drive your taxi? He's doing all that.
Anyway, so Dennis O'Brien, business tycoon.
Right, we never talked about him. He's 72.
He's only 61.
Is he?
Yeah.
I beg your pardon. God, it was 61. Way off. Yeah, oh, my God.
This is your chances of ever getting a gig in one of his radio stations.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean? What are you going to do? I tried.
I mean, when he owns the world, what
can
are you
I just
do?
Say, Mr. I did try and deflect onto Michael O'Leary. I tried to put the heat on him.
Yeah.
You know, old Popper Pants himself.
He did, yeah. He,
you know,
in fairness,
I did my best.
You did deflect. You didn't go any of the obvious routes.
I didn't go, no. Yeah, I didn't, no.
Maybe we should have a tribunal into Dennis O'Brien's age.
I ain't doing it. Whoa. You know something? It's gas. Oh, I was going to bring up something that I got in trouble for before. I better not do that either. I better move swiftly on.
Right.
I was going to start talking about the devil and all. Do you remember that stuff? Yeah. I better leave that there.
Possibly best to leave that one alone.
Who lives?
Right. Dennis O'Brien.
Kissing bats and donkeys. Remember I said that about a certain religious group in Ireland? The trouble I got into.
Right, so Dennis O'Brien, 61, Ruby Wax. Let's get you back on some safe footing here, back in the comedy world.
Ruby Wax, yeah, who was a really cutting edge at her time, because she was so brash in New York and all of that, and she was doing interviews, and like her first question would be, so who are you? You know.
Yeah, she was sort of like the natural, or she looked like she was going to be the natural progressor to, what's her name, Joan Rivers.
Yeah, she was kind of like right, Jay, you're dead right, except Joan Rivers didn't die.
Yeah.
She just kept on doing her thing.
The flaw in Ruby Wax's career plan was that
Joan
Rivers didn't die.
Old Rivers' rubber face is going to be cocking it, and I'll be there, waiting in the wings. I got you, lady. You can't live forever. She kind of nearly did.
And then she just got bored.
She did about 60-odd years in show business, and then just kind of went overnight. It was unbelievable.
So Ruby Wax is basically, she's gotten a shot at it and says, I'm too tired.
Yeah, I'm too tired.
I don't know. It's been a long career.
I don't know what that old Jewish crazy woman was made of, but she was stern stuff. She was brilliant. I actually met Joan Rivers. I never met Ruby Wax.
Right.
I met Joan Rivers at Garrod Farley's gig.
I remember saying that. She turned up to his birthday or something.
She threw him a birthday party because he was supporting her. Yeah. At her gigs. She was really sound. She was lovely, she was, yeah.
Yeah.
Very sound. Now I'm going to get in trouble because she said all these outrageous things. But that was what her thing was.
She said
all these outrageous things all the time. It was gas. Her whole show was about how she hated all these different groups.
Yeah.
So she did an hour, right? And her whole show was, okay, homosexual men, get the hell out. Right, and then she did a whole thing about that. And then she goes, and then Irish people, you're not wanted. Get the hell out.
She did this on the show.
And this was her whole hour show was, before I start the show, I want all these people to leave. And that was the actual show. So she goes, now it's time to do the show. We don't got no time. That was it. It was brilliant. It was very good. And she was so shamelessly with her notes. She couldn't read them anymore because her eyes were like 100 years old. So she wrote them on a huge board on the side of the stage and kept taking out her glasses going, now what do we want to give out about next? She kept reading the board. It was fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. It was great. So what age is... Oh my God, I'd have to do it twice this morning.
Yeah.
Who are we talking about again?
If you could stay on script yourself, that'd be great. Ruby Wax.
I don't know. 63?
66.
Oh.
Not bad. Right, last of the Friday ones, Maria Sharapova. Well, I have to confess, I mixed up. I actually thought we were going to be talking about Anna Kournikova.
Yeah, you...
Who was the good-looking one that sort of...
Wasn't very good at tennis.
Was useless at tennis and then married Enrique Iglesias.
That's it, yeah.
But Maria Sharapova, I think... is she the grunter?
I think she's the Russian grunter. There was the... Yeah.
The one that's got... Every time she hits the ball, it's kind of...
Yeah.
She's quite good at tennis.
She won something. The French tennis
ball
tournament of the world or something she won a few years ago, I think. Didn't she? She was on the with France, I think. Yeah.
This probably isn't one of your best areas then. It's not to me. To be fair, I got it wrong too. So
I've never, yeah.
I'll give you a mulligan on this.
I literally haven't a clue. Is she still playing? Like, that was the question I had. Is she...
Again, yeah. I'm not much help on that one.
Right, she's 32.
Yes, she is.
Yes, she's not.
She is.
Why is it the people I know the least about? The least about.
We should literally just stick a pin in the paper.
Yeah, can we just go, do you know this person? No, Grant, have a guess at that. And I'll probably get a hat trick every day.
I'll tell you something, if we were to do this with listeners, you'd get them all the time.
Yeah.
Tony Cleary, do you know him? No, never heard of him. Oh, right. Is he 53? What weight is he? Absolutely right.
Yeah, he's 13 stone. 51. Perfect. Got him. Got him, no problem.
Right, a couple of quick Saturday ones. Let's lash this out. Former Irish legend Shay Given. You were only talking about him on the show the other day.
Yeah, what a hero, yeah.
Caught eating his dinner on the telly when somebody scored a goal.
Paddy Bonner's son took the reins off him when he was born. Raised to be a goalkeeper.
Shay Given, who, Errol Lockie kind of, wasn't Shay Given made Donegal Person?
Donegal Person of the year. 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. Yes, there you go. What an amazing achievement. Considering there's only five of them, they have to revolve every 5 years.
Well, that's it, isn't it? Because there's Shay Given, Daniel O'Donnell.
And Jimmy, who's winning the matches.
Jimmy, who's winning matches?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy's winning matches. Yeah. He's over in, where
are you going? Are we forgetting somebody? Margot, Daniel's sister.
Well,
anyway,
glad they can't hear us up there, because we'd be in awful trouble. Like, you know what I mean? If Leitrim and Donegal heard the things we said about them, I swear to God, we'd be in awful trouble altogether.
Yeah. You don't think Lachlan tells them, do you?
No, no. So he, I know he works on the show, but he doesn't listen to us at all.
Yeah,
he only listens to the ads. That's what Donegal people. Did you hear? There's a Tesco's now in Ireland. We'll never get it. Oh, I heard an amazing ad today. There's apparently a Mercedes in Dublin. Unbelievable.
Right, Irish legend Shay Given.
He's 35. No, he's not. What am I talking about? He's 42.
He's 43.
Oh, jeez. 35.
And the last one for you, right, is Rodney. How old is Rodney?
Oh, from Onlyfield's North, Lyndhurst.
Nicholas Lyndhurst. I mean, I know he's been in other things, Good Night Sweetheart and the cop thing, new tricks and all, but I'm sorry, like Ardal O'Hanlon, always going to be Father Dougal.
Yeah.
Nicholas Lyndhurst is always going to be Rodney, or if you prefer, Dave.
Dave. So amazing.
Why do you call me Dave?
Because it's your name.
But yeah. My name's Rodney.
So, but that is the best ever. When they named the kid, so what are you going to call the baby when you have it? And he goes, well, we'll call it,
Damien. Adele's kid.
Rodney's kid. And they ask him if it's a girl, he'd say whatever. And then they say, and if it's a boy, we'll call it Rodney after me. And then they ask Trigger, so what are they going to call the kid? And he goes, well, if it's a girl, they're going to call it. And if it's a boy, they're going to call it Rodney after Dave.
Such a brilliant show.
He's 63.
He's 58.
I haven't a clue today. I'm gone. I'm sugared out of my mind. Sugared out of my mind.
Thanks, Tara. Happy Friday.
Woo-hoo! It's going to be warm. I'm going to be sweating in the britches.
You should have seen when you read out the temperatures.
Peripheral vision, I saw him flip
it
around.
Was like, it was like, you know those meerkat ads when the like they've suddenly gone on guard.
High teens, she says. Yeah.
It was like a belated, dog hearing a postman.
It's a belated birthday present for you.
There you go.
But if you want it, you're going to have to head west.
Oh,
well,
really?
High teens in the East Coast, though.
High teens. So they're saying maybe up to 16 degrees along the East Coast. 16,
that's
possibly 17
fantastic.
Degrees. I know it is. We'll it's amazing it. Weather. We'll take it. Really,
and of course, the papers did that thing they always do. Hotter than Crete.
Yes,
they did. Yeah.
Apparently,
did.
We're hotter than Crete. We're hotter than Barcelona. We're hotter than where else did I see another reference? Oh, Egypt. We're hotter than Egypt.
Like English John was saying when he was here last time. Do you think they have papers in Egypt going colder than Ireland?
Yeah.
Absolutely unbelievable.
Possibly.
Why not?
But I don't know. Does any other country in the world. Does any other nation in the world share our obsession with weather?
I don't know.
Because we are, as a nation,
probably
not. Utterly obsessed.
Yeah. I don't think to the same degree.
My God, bank holiday weekend, those kind of temperatures, heading to the west. Galway will be absolutely unbelievable.
Oh, can you imagine?
Swarming.
Yeah. Now, it's not,
be amazing.
It's not bright, sunshiny weather, just to say this, just
right.
to temper expectations. It's going to be hazy, yeah. It's going to be hazy.
Wear a short and sit outside
you
and all.
You can.
I did it yesterday.
I know, I did it yesterday.
On the Asian street food, on the street.
Oh,
it was wonderful,
you?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you weren't even in your own property, you were just sitting in somebody else's, were you, in shorts?
It, was, yeah, it makes it sound like it just rocked into someone's house. Yeah, it was, yeah, but it wasn't past you.
It wasn't. To be fair.
Like, was it, you know, a shock?
Just call into a stranger's house. Did you hear it's my birthday? Yeah. I smelt you had some dinner on.
Sorry, dear. There appears to be a man in shorts sitting in our back garden. Do you know him?
No.
Never saw him before.
I asked him to leave, but he said it was his birthday.
Brilliant. Right, but, so that's going to be the story for the weekend. Hazy sunshine.
Hazy sunshine and temperatures. Well, today's the best, they reckon, up to 23 degrees, a little bit cooler over the next few days. But hey.
Oh my God.
No cause for complaints.
Bank holiday weekend. Wow.
Oh, just stop. Amazing.
It doesn't get much better than that, does it?
Doubt it, to be honest with you.
That'll
it's the highlight of life.
Rod Stewart, do you think I'm sexy? Here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and GM. Happy Friday to you, fabulous Friday. It is Good Friday, of course. It's a very special Friday because before the end of today's show, before 10 o'clock this morning, PJ Gallagher and myself will be phoning somebody up. We'll be dialing somebody up.
We will.
And saying to them, hey,
Oh my God.
Guess what?
I actually blacked it out. I forgot all about it.
You blacked it out?
I did. I obviously am so disappointed I'm not going that I decided to sort of erase the memory that today is the day we're giving away a cruise.
Unbelievable.
Wow, I completely...
Oh, thanks to Cassidy Travel and, of course, Multitrip.com. Today is the day. Somebody gets the phone call today. If your name is in that draw.
Do we know what time we're doing it at?
I tell you, it's before 10 o'clock.
Right, okay. Well, it's before... Here's me, look, as if that narrows it down. For a second, I actually was like, right, am I here till... Right, I was doing the maths in my head. Right, that's it. So it's before 10, which means it's now 6. So it's before the end of the show. Right, brilliant.
So that's going to happen. That's the kind of big highlight of the day. But also, don't forget about the fact that literally in about, well, less than 15 minutes' time, we're going to kick off the classic 80 of the 80s. So we will literally start from 7 o'clock this morning to play the 80 biggest songs of the 1980s. It'll be an 80s fest right across the bank holiday weekend, right up until Bank Holiday Monday. And you'll have the chance to hear the greatest 80s songs rolled out the entire weekend. We're going to kick it off from 7 o'clock this morning. So
brilliant stuff. So there we go.
That.
Yeah, we're getting stuck right into it. All 80s all weekend.
Also, just a few quick highs. Buddy Brennan has sent us a photograph.
He did. Wishing
us a happy Friday.
Look at him there.
Looks like he's on the job already.
Fair play to him. Look at that.
Tracy in Galway was on to say the degrees in her car yesterday were 21 degrees.
Yeah.
She's in Galway, so that's a good sign.
Amazing. And even out here, East Coast wise, I got into the car yesterday after being out walking with the dogs, and it was proper hot, like.
Yeah.
So it was one of them rolling down all the windows.
When I came out of the gym yesterday, I had to do that thing where you had to, you leave the doors open for a while before you get into the car.
Yeah. Amazing, isn't it? Oh,
brilliant.
It's so nice to be this end of it.
Hey, PJ and Jim, Anthony here in Galway. Can you wish all the travelling Munster supporters heading over for the match tomorrow in Coventry a safe trip? And also wish the team the very best of luck.
Yeah, happy, very lucky day.
Happy, very lucky day. We're a bit late with that. I think he was hoping for that for a shout out before 6:30. Apologies.
Right. Sorry,
for that,
boss.
Anthony, but
hopefully
anyway,
you just managed to get it.
Hopefully somebody will tell you. They did that after you were gone. Also, somebody said, morning lads, first day back after a week in the sun. I brought the good weather with me, says Keg. Well done, Keg.
You sure did, Keg. I'll tell you something.
You're the man. You should go away more often, Keg.
You do.
You deserve a holiday.
Go away and stay gone if this is what happens.
No, he has to bring it back with him.
Oh, okay.
That's the
right.
Secret. J.O. in the Moon signing in. Morning lads, happy Good Friday from, I don't know who that's from. Who was that from? Derek. Derek and Swords. What's that? Two banks robbed in Kell. What's that mean?
I don't know.
I don't know who sent that in, but thank
he actually wrote two
that.
Banks robbed in Kell.
You're right, he did.
He's selling us two bank robs, whatever they are.
What it is.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Margaret in Fermoy this morning. is wishing us all sorts of happiness. Happy Friday, happy weekend, happy Easter, you name it.
Ah, would you stop? Well
done, hoping you've come down off your sugar high.
And by the way, thank you very much for my card. I got it yesterday, Margaret. I really appreciate the birthday card. Thanks so much for sending it in.
Fair play to you, Margaret. Good stuff indeed. And also, just a quick shout out to Fergal as well, who's wondering whether the Pet Shop Boys, who we played this hour, might feature in our classic 80 of the 80s. There's every chance. They had a few big belters in the 80s, did the Pet Shop Boys.
They really did, yeah. God, sure. You know, they got into it by like pure jamminess. You know that, don't you?
Well,
like
one was a writer,
for
was it?
Smash
a journalist.
Yeah. And then they just realised, these lads are...
It's money for
we
a
We can do this.
Yeah, yeah.
And he says to his mate, and his mate was like, what? I said, yeah, come on, we jive around the keyboards, we come up with something. And that's kind of how they started.
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? Because that's the way Sweet Sausage started. We thought, sure, this is money for Old Rope. Yeah. We could become superstars with this.
And it turns out we were just Old Rope.
It turns out we were actual Old Rope.
And it's not that easy to sell Old Rope after all.
Yeah.
Although, you never know. There may be a comeback.
You never know. Anyway, listen, by the way, there's still plenty of time. If you want to cast your vote and get your shout in for your favourite 80s song, it'll still be counted. We'll still take it on board over the weekend. So 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. And that's the number to use, of course, if you want to have a go at the Hit Bit as well.
Hey, the Hit Bit, classic Hit Bit of £640 today. So same number, like Jim said, 087-188-0008. If you want to have a go, you can register any time this morning.
Happy days. On the way after seven, right, it is the Hit Bit. If you want to have a go at it, with €640. And of course, it is the start of the classic 80 of the 80s.
Yay, we're into a classic 80 of the 80s. That means it's bank holiday weekend, and that means 80s belters almost.
Billy Ray Martin, your loving arms here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim, 12 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock. Happy Friday to you folks. A fabulous Friday. Good Friday, 19th of April, here at Classic Hits. 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout, you can still vote, by the way, for any of the big 80s songs. We're kicking it off. First of our big 80s tunes on the way very shortly indeed. It is the classic 80 of the 80s right across the bank holiday weekend here at Classic.
Everyone
Hits.
In here is wearing leg warmers and shoulder pads today.
Yeah.
Everybody's all kitted out for the 80s, getting ready. So they're working hard on the playlist. But it will change. As you vote, it'll change.
Yeah.
So whatever people want to hear the most, that's the way they'll shuffle it around.
Exactly. And you'll hear them all right across, right up until bank holiday Monday. But in the meantime...
What does a hungry politician have? There you go. So survey of the day today. I find these things really interesting because they're so casual, but to kind of give you an idea, you are what you eat. Basically,
right, okay.
That's what people say, isn't it? You are what you eat. So there's a great survey. The top 10 takeaways that the politicians order to be delivered to the doll.
Oh my God.
It's kind of interesting, right?
But I mean, the doll have their own restaurants and everything, don't they? And all that sort of shit.
Oh,
so they still get an L takeaway delivered.
So you get an L takeaway, you get it delivered or what they would go for themselves and stuff. You know, what they'd like to dial in for a takeout, basically, is what we have. We have the top 10 places.
And how did they get this info? From the places that deliver?
It's a Deliveroo.
Oh, yeah.
So Deliveroo, they deliver from all of these places. You know, they deliver from each and everywhere. They have all this contract. So, you know, occasionally it gets delivered to the TDs, to the Dáil, to Leinster House, all of that. So they know exactly what they're ordering and what the most in-demand takeout and deliveries are. Which is, I think it's, it gives us a little bit of an insight into what goes on. In a hungry politician.
Right, well then...
What would you need to fuel you through a Brexit negotiation? Like, there's a question for you. What would you do?
Well, let's find out then, shall we?
Yeah. Ba-ba-bam, ba-bam, ba-ba. Right. In at number 10. Never heard of it, so let's move on. Sano Pizza. Do you know Sano Pizza in the city, no?
Sano Pizza?
Yeah, in Dublin City. Never heard of it.
So it's not... This isn't just like... pizza in general. This is like they're specific about where they want it from.
Oh yeah, no, it's the exact. This is like the places. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Oh, these are the place. Yeah. Oh, it's very detailed because it's the delivery people. This would be their closest outlets to Leinster House, I suppose.
Right.
So
okay. No.
So a place called Sano Pizza. Never heard of it. Neither did I hear of Camden Rotisserie, which is in at number 9. But it does sound like something a politician would order from. It's like, would you like an L? Do you want to get an Apache pizza or a Chinese? No, I think I'll have some rotisserie chicken, please. Give me a. You know, some Camden Rotisserie, wonderful place. Sounds very hipstery. I don't know. I'm making judgments. I have no idea what it's actually
Does it get delivered on a stick? Like, it gets what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if it's been rotisseried, like does it get delivered then on the spike?
Yeah,
that would be brilliant. Because just to see somebody sitting in the doll eating it off like some sort of Viking, you know, just taking bites off chicken on a stick.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. This one for the people of Leitrim.
Rotisserie chicken.
Rotisserie chicken is the number 9. The little
KFC, but anyway.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't think there is any around, is there?
Maybe that's it.
I don't think there is any in Dublin city centre. I don't think there is any. So they'd be getting cold buckets. In at number eight, the Little Ass Burrito Bar. Never heard of that either.
Okay.
Oh, very popular. In at number seven, though, and we're into stuff that we know about now. Five Guys. You know the way Five Guys is all the rage now?
That's a burger joint.
Yeah.
I've never been.
Never. I went to... There's one open in Black Rock and I pass it every day, right?
Yeah, I pass... I drive by it, drive through it going home.
And I went into it...
I don't drive through it, but you know...
Yeah, I know what you mean, though. I went into it one day. Was there, I'm going to give this a shot. Find out what all the rage is about. I went in, there was young people there making noise. I didn't like it.
God.
I turned around and had to go.
That's the worst thing about places, isn't it?
When young people are... When something that's made for young people and attracts young people, I'm not into it. If it's made for young people, there should be a day.
You wouldn't find young people hanging around the Camden Rotisserie, you know?
No, you wouldn't. Not at all. It's all very elegant. Even the Deliveroo driver wears white gloves when he's riding the scooter back from there. So there you go. And then Ezokio.
Right, so that's a popular spot. Well, yeah. What's that, number five?
No, number six is Leo Burdock's. Makes a lot of sense.
Of
now we're getting
chips.
Real.
Fish and chips.
Who do you reckon that is now? Who do you reckon? That's the Shinners, isn't it? Right, enough, Leo Burdock's in the Cobble City. That's them, isn't it? Cobble in the... I'm going to have some Dublin beer, scampi. Hey, I don't want any of that. I don't know, Liverpool prawn. That's what that is. You can nearly tell the parties. Like, Camden Rotisserie, that's Fine Gael, right?
Fine Gael, definitely.
That's
definitely.
The blue shorts. They're there, you know, going. And they want it delivered by a fella. It was dressed appropriately and all. He has to have a nice tie. The delivery driver has to put a dicky bowl on, dropping that off. You can nearly tell, couldn't you? Five Guys is probably Fianna Fáil because they're trying to be hip, get coming back, you know.
Right.
The great return. But it's definitely the Shinners and the old Leo Burdock's. Ezokio, number five, Ezokio. Never heard of Ezokio.
Yeah.
That's
probably some sort
Morphe
of independent.
And all
yeah, that'd be
the
some
greens,
sort of independent
thing. Yeah. That's the greens. It has to be like, well, even though it's fish, they'll be getting the vegetarian sushi.
Properly sourced.
Yeah, vegetarian sushi. Do you ever hear the like? It's like vegetarian chili con carne. You can't have... It's sushi by its very nature means fish.
Exactly.
You put a bit of avocado in it, it's just rice and avocado. In at number four then is Nando's.
Nando's?
Nando's,
so the
yeah.
chicken's back in.
Chicken's back in. Everybody likes a bit of Nando's.
Nando's is good.
Yeah, that's, right? that's Mick Wallace, isn't it?
The only thing I complain about Nando's is the salads. The side salads.
I heard
salad
brutal,
stuff.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Heard
so basically, just go in and have chips.
Yeah, I think so. Nando's and Eddie Rockets is number three.
Eddie's.
Yeah. So Nando's and Eddie Rockets, that's Mick Wallace and Claire Daly, isn't it? That's keeping it real, isn't it? That's them.
A bit of Eddie's. No, Mick wouldn't pay for Eddie's.
I suppose it's a bit expensive, yeah.
He'd be there. No, he'd...
Maybe he's number one. I'll tell you what the number one is. I'd say that might be him. Sprout & Co. is number two, so there's a healthy thing going on there.
Wow.
Sprout
&
Co.
I only discovered that recently, that Sprout & Co. It's good.
Yeah, it's alright, yeah. It's not bad. Yeah, if you're into sort of healthy fast food, it's not so bad, yeah. And then number one, this is definitely Mick Wallace. Burrito rolled up like a newspaper, rocking into the doll. Boojum.
Boojum.
The old Boojum burrito.
That's a great spot.
It is a great spot, yeah.
But the burrito bowls
are
fantastic.
They're very good.
Aren't they?
They're very good. And like, I shouldn't like it, because it's always so packed.
Yeah,
and the young folk of Ireland to be mad about stewards.
The cracker one in Smithfield.
Yeah, I know the one.
I
haven't been into that one now, but I know the one you're talking
good,
about. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, there you go. So that's definitely Mick Wallace chowing down on the burrito bowl. You didn't see him. The hair exploding. You know what I mean?
Extra. Yeah, I tell you, that man, when you get your choice of do you want mild, medium, or hot salsa, I'll tell you something. There's no question where that man
extra
goes.
Extra spicy. This hair isn't going to stand up on its own. I didn't come dressed like a burrito for no reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Spicy, Mick.
Give me large portions.
And the first of our 80s classics, some brilliant Guaranteed Irish, the fantastic Phil Lynott and Old Town. What a tune. Remember the classic 80 of the 80s right across the weekend here at Classic Hits, right across the bank holiday weekend. We've just kicked it off at 7 o'clock this morning. It'll run right up until bank holiday Monday. We'll be playing them right across Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Old Town from Phil Lynott at the first of them. What a belter.
What a great song.
What a tune.
It does sound like you're saying old towel, though.
Yeah.
It does, doesn't it? This boy can't get dry. It's just a old towel. It really does sound like he says old towel.
On the subject of the grub that we were talking about, Greg in Ballinasloe says, to take your phrase, if you are what you eat, then I'm fast, easy and cheap.
Wow. And you know what that makes you? Dead on.
Good man. Good man. And somebody's taken issue with the fact that you thought there wasn't a KFC on the north side. They said north side shopping centre. Ah, you see there. That's
yeah, no, the Sun in the city centre that would get delivered to Leinster House, I thought. That's what I'm saying. Oh, I know. No, there's a couple on the north side. There's one in Finglas now as well.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Oh, in no, Charlestown or yeah. Charles Land. What's it called? Charlestown, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, listen, if you want to cast your vote for one of the classic 80 of the 80s, 087-188-0008, if you fancy letting us know what you want to choose. Don't forget, of course, we've also got the hit bit still to come as well.
We do, £640 on the hit bit, so it's quite a lump of cash now. It's after growing fairly quick. Off you, if you can tell us what it is. All the wrong answers, of course. I haven't said this enough lately on the new one. All the wrong answers on classichits.ie, in case you waste your guess, it's well worth having a look at. And of course, you can listen to it there as well, exactly. As many times as you want.
As much as you like. And of course, the big news today, we will be giving away a Caribbean cruise before 10 o'clock this morning. Shania Twain, Man I Feel Like a Woman, 20 to 8 here at Classic Hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Hit bit on the way. Of course, we got our cruise to give away before 10 o'clock this morning. And we're playing more of the classic 80s of the 80s. The classic 80 of the 80s. It is basically 80 of the biggest hits of the 80s, played right across the bank holiday weekend here at Classic Hits. So it's going to be absolutely spectacular. And as you heard with Tara there during the headlines, the weather looks as though it's going to be fantastic.
Looks right, great.
So naturally, the weather comes out and, you know, it's sun show, gun show. Out come the T-shirts. The lads kind of, you know, want to do a bit of flexing. Everybody wants to get their beach bods out, get a few rays on the bods.
Yeah.
And then you suddenly realise, yeah, I left it too late.
Yeah.
Can't reveal this now.
Can't be showing anyone this.
It would frighten children.
Bouncy castle I have under a tarp. You know yourself. Yeah. We all do a little bit of that.
Yeah, people will start to think about that now, won't they? It'll be, like, holidays are well and truly on the agenda for people as well. So,
oh, big time,
there'll
yeah.
There'll be people hitting the sort of beach diets, won't they?
Big time, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the diet's not as grand, apparently. But there's a survey today that, I obviously don't agree with. But then I don't have the body to back it up. And this is the other point.
Right. Why, what's it about?
Well, it says that the gym can make you heavier. The gym is bad for your waistline, apparently. I'm going to have to dispute this.
No, I'm with you on that. I'm going to have to call foul on that.
I'm going to have to dispute this. So a trip to the gym, they say, to lose a few pounds may actually add inches to your waistline. So after a hard workout, right, some gym goer said, well, you know, after I've done that, there's a tendency, I'm paraphrasing here, but basically the story goes, well, after I do that, you know, there's a tendency to want to reward myself for the effort I put in.
Right.
So they leave the gym and they say, well, you know something now, I deserve that. I did well. I'm after walking up the steps into the gym and getting changed.
Yeah, I made it to the jacuzzi. Yeah,
and I walked around and I looked at the things and I planned what I'll do next week. And yeah. I got into the jacuzzi and now I deserve a treat. I deserve a treat. And they said women are apparently worse than lads for this, for some reason.
Right.
In this study. And it was, but then again, they did use more women than men in the thing, so it's probably skewed a little bit.
Right.
So that would, and that chocolate with women comes down to the, you know, maybe I'll have a little bit now. Maybe I'll have a little bit now of that 6 pound Dairy Milk bar that I have there for Christmas or for Easter or whatever, you know. And whereas the lads tend to come out and go, well, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have on a few extra portions.
Right.
Instead of having the one potato or the two potatoes, I'll eat the whole bag. You know, we tend to do that. So we add 150 calories to a meal. So if you go to, well, men come out to go
thinking
to the gym.
Thinking you deserve it or thinking you've worked it off or something.
Yeah, so men go to the gym and they say, right, well, there you go. I have to, you know what I mean? Going to need the extra energy now.
Oh, yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I
yeah.
mean? I'm after.
Because we foolishly believe that every calorie we put in our body will turn to muscle.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. I'm after, so there you go. I've worked out, right? I was in the gym for 25 minutes, right? So obviously I'm going to need 12 potatoes for dinner and 13 yeah. sausages for breakfast. You know, and I'm going to have 42 eggs. You know what I mean? Or maybe I'll just, I'm sure didn't, and that's great.
Every lad thinks he has to do, you know, a scene from Rocky.
Exactly,
I better have at least 12 eggs.
Yeah, it'd be grand. 12 eggs.
But you've just done a spin class.
Yeah, but,
yeah, no, I know, but still.
But they were cream eggs. What's your point? What's your point?
Yeah.
You know, you're saying there's no protein in a cream egg now, is that it? Get over yourself. Whereas women come out and they have it, they treat themselves with a little bit of chocolate, you know, something a little bit sweet on the lips type of
right,
thing.
Right, okay.
So basically what they're saying is it tends to happen that a lot of people go to the gym, they do a bit of exercise, they think they're doing the right thing, and then the little bit of overindulgence, the body sort of resets itself, tells you to eat a little bit more, and we end up putting on a few pounds. This is, we all know somebody who goes to the gym and just always can't seem to shift the few inches off the waistline.
Yeah, but you see, I tell you, I know where I call foul on that. That's nothing to do with the gym. That's just when you come out having no discipline.
Yeah, I know. Do you know what it is?
When you're in the gym, it's grand. But if you come out and you're the one that says, oh, I think I deserve it. Dirty big burger after that.
Yeah.
That's nothing to do with nothing the gym.
But then I was chatting to Mike this morning, right?
Right.
And Magical Michael goes, this is definitely true now. Because you know Magical Michael plays football on a Wednesday where he goes running. And then he goes, definitely true. I mean, I come in and I have to say, I was making sandwiches and I was going, you know, he's like, but what people forget is, there's another story on this paper, right?
Right.
And it says that the thin gene exists. And people forget that Magical Michael is one of them people.
Oh, yeah.
He's got some sort of maggot inside him, eats his food for him. He doesn't even eat it. It just goes in and he's got this big worm inside him going, gobbles it all up and takes all the fat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So he never has to worry.
So he's the other end of the scale. The rest of us, we only have to look at a... I can look at a picture of a Big Mac and put on a stone.
The calories literally jump.
They jump from
the food.
From the picture.
From the
jump
food.
Off the photograph
onto
into my trousers.
Yeah.
And then my waist is going... You know, I sometimes, in one meal, I'll sit down and my trousers fit. And by the end, I have to open my trousers. They don't fit anymore. They don't fit anymore.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And there's Magical Michael who goes out, he just runs. Like, and then comes in and goes, whew, nothing in the food. Grand, I'm going to have a selection box. And it's just not a problem. His little maggot takes care of business. The little worm.
There's an image you've left the nation with. Magical Mike's little maggot.
It's not the Kits.
Hip hip. It's a bit of a really famous hip. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hip. But what hip is it?
Hip hip. I'm trying to enjoy this now.
It's getting longer and longer every time.
Tell you something, if it gets over the grand now, the double money days are going to be very long. Days.
You'll have to start doing remixes and everything and, you know, dub versions and 12 inches and everything.
Yeah, yeah, get a band in and all for the thing, yeah.
This is it, by the way.
640 quid, and like Jim said, this is what it sounds like. That is the classic hit bit. If you can tell us what it is, we'll give you the money, 640 quid, and Darren Hogan in Limerick is going to play for us this morning. How are you, Darren?
How are you, PJ? How are you, Jim? Good morning.
How's it going, Darren? How are you? Happy Friday to you, man.
Happy Friday, lad. Happy Friday.
What are you doing on the weekend, Darren?
I'm heading down to Ballybunion in County Kerry.
Oh, good stuff. Yeah, just take a few days out, is it?
Ah, that's it, yeah.
Will he bump into you, maybe? You're going to be wandering around Kerry, aren't you?
I'm in Cork and Kerry this weekend, yeah. You never know, I might meet you.
Keep an eye out, Darren, there, for a mustachioed 44-year-old man looking mysterious.
Well, I'll tell you.
The same age as me,
oh, there you go.
There you go.
Jeez, I'll tell you something, might even meet you for a high five. Right, Darren, let's try and give you some quid. What do you think it is?
I think it's Michael Jackson's Most Criminal.
A Smooth Criminal, Michael Jackson.
Oh, what a tune. Mike.
Great tune. Darren, I hope you're okay when I tell you it's wrong.
Oh.
Darren, are you okay? Are you okay? Darren, are you okay? Are you okay?
That's not bad.
Well, I would have preferred you to sing it to go full. Darren, are you okay?
Are you okay, Darren?
Oh, that's not bad. Going.
Listen, Darren, have a great Easter. Happy Friday to you, man.
Happy Friday,
then. Cheers.
See you the weekend, Darren. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Right, Ger Smith and Mead next. How are you, Ger?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Not bad at all, Ger. How are you getting on?
Oh, not too bad. No, not too bad.
Right, so what are your weekend plans? Have you anything going on?
No.
No.
Wow.
Wow.
Will it be a chocolate fest or anything for you, Ger? No, are you big into your Easter eggs?
I don't eat chocolate.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you something. This man knows how to live.
My body's a temple.
Well done, Ger. Proper order, too.
This is great. This is like talking to the Mead version of Alexa. Right, so we'll try and give you a few quid, Ger. What do you think it is?
The Clash, Should I Stay or Should I Go?
Should I stay?
Another belting
tune. Right, brilliant song.
Is it right? Is it wrong? Is it right? Oh, the tension. What am I like? It's always tease, tease, tease.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, I think he's a good today.
That one
he's good today.
That one nearly even
today.
Broke chair, that did.
Yeah.
Chair, listen, whatever you end up doing or not doing, as the case may be, enjoy it all. Have a good one, man.
Cheers, lads.
See you, Chair. Have a great weekend. Oh, that's brilliant.
It's always...
Chair was trying to be stoic. He didn't want to laugh. He didn't want to laugh at
that man sounds like he hasn't laughed in a long time.
I think, though, you got him.
There'll probably be a touch of the... I keep forgetting your man's... Henry Sellers. There'll be a touch of the Henry Sellers about him.
Yeah.
Jared let go and it turned into chaos.
Yeah, it's probably better he doesn't, like, yeah.
Right, so it's not either of those. Not The Clash, not Smooth Criminal. So what could it be? You can play again with Damien Farrelly later on, 20 to 5.
Yeah, 20 to 5, you can have another gutter.
Well done, PJ. Yeah.
And it's still worth 640 quid for a gutter.
Yeah, one of our classic 80 of the 80s. Power of Love from Huey Lewis in the news. You're going to hear lots like that. Belters, 80s bangers right across the entire bank holiday weekend, right up until bank holiday Monday. That's what it's all about. And still time for you to influence what you hear, because you can let us know what your absolute favourite 80s tune is. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. Also, by the way, just a couple of people to give a shout out to. Check this out, PD. There's somebody listening to us in Australia at the moment.
Happy very Australia Day.
Hi, lads. Love the show. I love the show. I'm listening online from Broken Hill in Western Australia.
The Aussies do know how to name a place, don't they? They really do.
Broken Hill.
Broken Hill.
Broken Hill.
Bed Ankle Creek. You know, they have all of these mad names for places, so they do.
Wombat Green.
Yeah, it's something about it.
Anyway, originally from Ballinasloe, apparently, in Ireland.
Oh, right, there you go, yeah.
Why did I put in Ireland there?
I don't know, I kind of got that. Because, went without saying.
Yeah.
Originally from Ballinasloe, just outside of Boston.
Sorry about that. But anyway, delighted you're listening to us online from Broken Hill in Western Australia. And also, somebody wants us to give a shout out to a friend of theirs, Brian. Happy birthday, Brian, from Derek the Taxi Driver. And look at that, we're right on the money-ish. 8:10 he wanted his shout-outs.
Well, there you are.
So, Brian, happy 49th birthday. Hey. Apparently it's his last day on the fourth floor today. So.
Happy very birthday, yep.
Heading into the bank holiday weekend, weather looks like it's going to be fantastic. We're playing 80s bangers, classic 80s of the 80s, and of course... we've got the chocolate to look forward
to. Well, and now...
Let's not try and hide it.
And now, look, yesterday, Tara does be doing serious news, right? You know, and she was harping on yesterday. And annoying me, I have to say she was.
Was she?
Well, by giving us the
on
whole...
On your birthday?
Well, she was doing that story, you know, the whole... people are being advised to give children only one egg throughout the whole festive period. And maybe give them something else that's not chocolate-based. I remember talking about you yesterday and going...
There's an egg and there's...
Yeah.
A carrot.
Yeah, yeah. Or would you? Who wants scrambled eggs on toast? Yeah, right. Because I remember saying it to you yesterday. I was like, what a load of... Just try that. With a kid in the house, just try turning around and going, right, so we've had a discussion, your daddy and me, and we've decided nobody likes that icky chocolate.
No.
So you're going
so
to
we're going to do a variety of other types of eggs.
Boiled eggs.
Boiled, poached, scrambled.
Your kids be like...
You're allowed to have one fried.
Yeah, your kids be there like, child line. Again, you know, they'd be on the phone.
Because there'll be houses. There will be houses around the country that will look like shops.
Look like shops.
Because
there,
all of the aunties and the...
Aunties and
the whatever
and all.
And they'll have bought eggs and they'll be piled high.
When granny and granddad are still around, they're the worst offenders.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They just melt it down. They're like, they're doing the hard stuff. You know, they'd be smoking chocolate off the tinfoil and all, granny.
Because that's the thing about Easter, you see. Whereas at Christmas or whatever, one of those things... There could be all sorts of different things arrive.
Of course.
But at Easter,
it's
you
chocolate.
Buy somebody
it's
an Easter
chocolate.
Egg.
That's what you
That's
get.
That's what you do.
And I was the one. I was the one going, would you stop? That's so stupid. As if you're going to ever be able to give a kid anything that's not chocolate on Easter. And I'll be honest with you. I'm kind of reining myself back in a bit.
Have you been given a fright?
I kind of have.
Have you got the land?
So Mike, Magical Michael, who doesn't have to worry about this because he's got the little magical maggot in his belly.
Yeah.
His little Mickey Maggot? His little mini Mickey Maggot that eats all the calories for him.
Right.
But for the rest of us normal humans out there, I didn't realise the calories in the eggs were so big. I really didn't.
Isn't that the same as, like, is an Easter egg not the same as an average chocolate bar, no?
No,
of course,
it's not.
It's all the other stuff
it really
you add
isn't.
In. It's the fact that there's a chocolate bar inside an Easter egg.
That's the
thing,
right.
That's what goes.
And they're better than they used to be.
Right. Am I doing a top 10 here, or are we
no,
just...
No, I haven't got a definitive top 10. So these are just kind of selected randomly. But they do go up, right? They gradually go upwards, right? So, like, start and say, we got sent in the Lindt Easter eggs. Remember them?
Yeah, very delish. Thank you, Catherine.
I have one in the back of the car there. Lindt Easter egg. Lindt Lindor egg. 1,378 calories.
Ah, stop it.
1,378 calories.
Is that because of the little balls in it? The little lint.
The truffles.
Truffle things and stuff. Is that?
The little balls and the egg. That to me, right? This is where I started thinking, hold on a minute. So I'd be thinking to myself,
that's
right,
more than half of my daily calorie intake.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and I was thinking to myself, but you know what the problem is there? I was thinking it's the truffles. So if you got yourself a regular egg, like say an old Cadbury's Whisper egg, the proper job, you'd go down the list. You'd be knocking on the door, maybe, whatever, a few hundred calories.
No.
It's actually worse, right? So the Whisper Gold Egg, the Cadbury's Whisper Gold Egg, 1,560. 1,560 calories in the Whisper one. It's kind of unbelievable.
What size are these? He says, clutching at straws.
What size are they? No, these are the eggs. Like, there's the medium
egg.
Yeah,
but are they the giant ones or something?
No, they're the regular, the large. There's the medium egg and the large egg. These are the large size egg. But they're they're like what you would consider. Like, if someone gave you the medium ones, I always think they're being scalded, you know. Right. I think they got them on a deal. Just sneaky horse. They did, yeah.
Yeah.
Someone says, well, you get one of them. You can get five of the midgety eggs that nobody likes for half the price. You know, so you get the normal egg. The normal egg.
So we're at 1,500 and we haven't even gotten near the top yet.
Not even close. Not even close, right? So what have we got here? One, two, three, four. Right, I'll give you the five. These aren't the top five. These are selected. These are roughly what's up there, right? So the M&M peanut luxury Easter egg with chocolate.
Peanut
sounds
M&Ms.
Gorgeous. Yeah, they're so...
Thank you.
And the peanut butter ones. Oh, gee. You know, you crack through whatever that weird stuff is on the outside. And then your peanut butter goos into your mouth. It's something unbelievable.
It's so mad that they never used that in a Marks and Spencer ad when it goos into your mouth. I tell you, this isn't just food. This is when it goos into your mouth. It's amazing they haven't used that in an ad. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, yes. You were saying.
Jeebus. When those peanuts goo into your mouth. Mmm. Oh, 1,629 calories of them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I have a sneaky suspicion we're going to top the 2 grand, are we, before we finish here? Are we?
We really are. Will I go straight to the top here?
No, go on. Give us a couple more.
Right, okay. So
ones that a lot of people will get, like, familiar with.
Right, so the... Right, so I'll stick to the stuff that's the more... like the Cadbury's cream egg one, right?
Right.
The cream egg Easter
egg. I'm a fan of cream eggs.
2,459.
Oh, sweet lamb.
Banging.
2,400.
Yeah, let's call it 2,500 calories, yeah. 2,459 calories in the Cadbury's cream egg Easter egg. Holy good smoke. And that's not... that makes you think that it's the large egg. It's like an actual cream egg with all the goo on the inside of it. Which, of course, it isn't.
Have you got a full listing of loads of them there?
I've loads of them here,
right,
yeah.
Well then, is there a Ferrero Rocher one? Because I think that's the one that Yvonne bought me.
Oh, is there? I can't see a Ferrero Rocher. No,
right,
it's not on
there's probably
this list.
No calories in that.
I don't think that's how it works. It's probably so off the scale.
There's probably no calories in that.
No,
is there an after 8 one?
You're out of your mind, you are. No, there's no after 8 either.
Grand,
features.
There's no calories in that because that's the one I've on.
Yeah, no,
right,
there's no after 8.
So they're
features.
Calorie free then.
They are all right. Yeah, they are all right. So the Cadbury's chopped nut Easter egg. Right, I'll go straight to the top. The Cadbury's chopped nut Easter egg. Ladies and gentlemen, please. Did we make 3,000? We didn't. But just a sniff under 2,977 calories. 2,977, basically 3,000 calories.
It's only chopped nuts in it.
The chopped nut Easter egg, yeah. Cadbury's chopped nut. Unfarting believable. What's he showing us there?
Oh, right. So he's found it. And it's very good. Ferrero Rocher only has 530 calories in it. I mean, that's basically...
You're joking me.
That's basically diet.
Ah, you're looking at a regular Ferrero Rocher. That couldn't be the actual egg, is it?
That's basically diet, isn't it, Mike?
No, it says it here, yeah. 530 delicious calories.
There you go.
Wow.
Thank you. I knew. You see, it must be my natural slimline instincts.
Yeah. See, this is what happens.
What are you laughing at, Magical Michael?
I'm laughing at him.
This is what happened now, Dill. This is us all over. This is me and Jim all over the place. 500 torches, that's a diet one. Sure, I'll have two of them. And I'm still only doing half a chop nut.
Not even half a chopped nut. A third of a chopped nut.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So
what's your favourite, Mike? What's your favourite Easter? If you have chutney.
Well, it has to be the bunny. It has to be the lint bunny.
Is that on the list?
The lint bunny. No, this is eggs. This is strictly eggs. Of course.
Lint bunny.
It's on that.
Is that on it?
It's not on that.
It's on the smaller ones. Or it's on the Easter treats.
Oh, I beg your pardon, it is.
And
whoa.
What's in an Easter bunny? Come on.
Did you look? 1,100 calories in a bunny?
In a bunny.
Oh, you get much better value eating 3,000 calories over chop, no? The bunny's very small in comparison.
She could have nearly 6 Ferrero Rochers.
You're right. Whoa, look at this. Oh, I tell you something. I didn't even see the back of this. There's a lesson.
Right. Well, I leave you
stop
to it
thinking
for a
about
while.
The calories and read both sides of your brief. That's a good idea for me, isn't it?
Snapping the power here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on a feel good Friday, a fab Friday, of course. Here at Classic Hits, happy Friday to you, folks. Of course, it's going to be a special one for somebody today. Before 10 o'clock this morning, PJ and myself going to make that winning phone call. Somebody wins that amazing cruise, courtesy of Cassidy Travel, and of course. Multitrip.com. That's going to be absolutely amazing. PJ's not delirious about it because he doesn't want to, like, basically let it go. That's what's wrong. You haven't come to terms with giving it away, have you?
It's gone, it's gone. There's still a part of me that thinks maybe somebody cheated and then they go, oh, well, we just don't know what to do here.
Yeah, we've got a spare one. What should we do with this?
I think it's only fair that we send the two lads and they can share the trip via the medium of radio with everybody it happens.
If only. But somebody's going to win it before 10 o'clock this morning, and plenty more of the classic 80 of the 80s on the way to Shiny Happy People, REM, here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. We're also rocking through the classic 80 of the 80s. We got one on the way very shortly for you indeed. We got the breakfast table quiz on the way. Of course, the big news is that before 10 o'clock this morning, somebody's getting that phone call that says you're heading off on a Caribbean cruise with thanks to Cassidy Travel. And, of course, multitrip.com. So we'll be doing all of that. That's all still to come.
Now,
but in the meantime,
can I pick a bone with you and Magical Michael, please?
Absolutely.
I've had enough of you. I wore in here maybe a year and a half ago or some such thing a new polo shirt that I got. And I was absolutely delighted with myself. It was very fetching. A dark blue polo shirt from Ralph Lauren.
Ooh.
Yeah, spent a few quid on that one, so I did.
Yeah.
And yeah, I wanted to. I thought the normal ones were a bit bland, right? The man sitting on the little horse swinging his cricket pony bat around, whatever it is, right?
Cricket pony bat.
Well, his croquet mallet.
Beautifully, yeah.
He was. His polo mallet. Is that what it's. Right, his polo mallet.
What did you call it?
Croquet mallet.
Croquet mallet. How would you get a horse on a croquet thing? Is that the one where you knock it under the little ones? That thing that happens on the lawn? What size horse would you use for that?
Hold on a minute. I was trying to defend myself. Now I'm gone off. Is polo not just croquet on horses?
No, because polo is like, it's done on a pitch, a gap.
Yeah, so is croquet.
No, that's done on a lawn where you just knock it under the little...
The only difference between a lawn and a pitch is the size. That's it. It's just feet per yard or yard per or squared feet.
There's no horses involved in croquet.
I know that. But in the same way that human beings can race, you can also race a horse.
Croquet is like a polo crazy golf.
Yeah. Which is called croquet. And then you do it on a horseback and it's called polo. Isn't that not it?
I mean, it's not a million miles away.
The idea that there's a mallet and a ball, I suppose, is the similarity.
It's the similarity.
And a horse and a green. Oh, yeah, so here we go. Yeah, yeah, brilliant. This is great, isn't it? So the idea that there's a mallet, a horse. Oh, not a horse. A mallet.
A horse, I think, is a bit of a
Yeah,
is
a horse
a difference.
Is a significant issue, really.
That's why they call it polo. It's croquet on your feet.
And why do they call it water polo, then?
Well, you can't get the horse in the pool, so you have to replace it with water. That's what it is.
Right.
Isn't it? How do you play water polo? Is it the same? Is there little loops you knock the balls through, or what is it?
You knock it through loops underwater, do you, in water polo?
No, I'm asking you. I don't know. I'm asking
water
you
polo is a bit like, it's more like basketball, really.
you have to score goals. Bloody hell, lads.
Anyway, sorry, was there any point to that story, just out of curiosity?
It seems the point of the story was I'm a complete idiot. But anyway, I water polo would be better for horses. Can we just put that out there?
Not for the horses. But anyway.
Anyway, Ralph Lauren. My Ralph Lauren tool. I wanted... Yeah. There was the different... polo shorts or croquet shorts with the little horsey on them. And then I saw one that had a slightly bigger one. Right?
Slightly bigger. Slightly, you say. But anyway, go on.
Okay, the horse was... Right, it was practically a life-size Shetland pony, right?
Right.
Grand. Wasn't the best fashion choice he ever made. But I still like it. And I haven't worn it since that day because of the ridicule, the absolute ridicule I got. I got called a wannabe Arab, you know, oil merchant Arab.
Nobody called you a wannabe Arab.
They did?
No.
They did? I got called... Oh, what was somebody else called? Said I look like a... Oh, no, I can't even say that in there. I'll get in trouble. But I got called all kinds of names. I got called...
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yes, you do. Oh, yes. And the fact that I wore them with my tracksuit shorts got me in awful trouble as well. I mean, but anyway,
what I will say is I do remember this. I mean, we may possibly have played that a couple of times. I mean, other than that, Mike, that's all I remember of it.
I'm currently scrambling for the photo, by the way. PJ, do you have photo evidence handy?
I don't know.
I have.
Do you?
Oh, I have. Right. Okay, yeah.
Well, anyway, it turns out I was on the cutting edge. I was way ahead of all of you. Way ahead of all of you.
Yeah.
Right? Because not only was my horse, obviously, free range on me short.
Free range. Sorry, yeah.
But Ralph Lauren have now gone one step further, and I think I will get one of these. It's launched a version of its famous polo shirt made entirely of recycled plastic bottles and dyed with a process that uses zero water. Yeah. So David Lauren, the youngest son of the company, he has said that ahead of the announcement that the new shirt is part of a broader environmental strategy. Yes. Good man. I hope the horse is huge on it. Every day we're learning about what's happening in the globe and what's happening all around the world. They're the same thing, but fair play to David. And our employees and our customers are really feeling that it's time to make a difference. Smaller brands around the world would surely follow suit.
Brilliant.
So there you go. I was getting into it before it was cool.
Yeah.
So that, I just want you all to know, now I was there before.
You're excusing your life-size horse because Ralph Lauren are going to use recycled plastic bottles to make a shirt.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I was obviously on the cutting edge. I knew something was coming. I got a feeling about something. I went, there's something in this. I'll go and put that pony on my breast. I'm going to walk proud. Yeah. And no matter what anyone says, some good will come out. Now it turns out, I was on the environmental cutting edge. Yeah, my one could be made out of moles or something. I don't know. It's very comfortable.
Wow.
But now, my next one.
But
the big horse.
All that's
going
to happen
is going to be
is,
saving the planet.
All that's
going
to happen is you're going to walk into the Ralph Lauren shop and you're going to go, right, is that the shirt that's made out of the plastic bottles? Yes, it is, sir. Do you have anyone that was made out of, say, you know, the very large bottles? Have you got, like, the 10-litre tubs, right?
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next girl gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
House Hotel in Galway. It's Galway's 4-star city centre boutique hotel, and it's where we want to send you for a couple of fabulous nights if you can win the Breakfast Table Quiz. It's going to take 14 to do it. Who's it going to be, PJ?
It's going to be Connor O'Keefe in Dublin that's going to have a go. How are you, Connor?
Good morning, gents. How's the farm?
All good, Connor. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday, happy bank holiday weekend.
Oh, indeed, yeah, you got a good long one. Have you any plans for it?
Ah, look, you know, yourself, she has a million and one plans, so when I get in there, I'll have
you a lift. Great, yeah. My plan is to do what I'm told. That's
exactly
Connor's plan.
Yeah. Right, so, well, hopefully you can get yourself off the hook. If you win this, you'll have some bargaining power anyway, I reckon.
Exactly.
I tell you what, 14, to do with all the help you can give me.
Yeah, I know, right, yeah, it is a big one, yeah.
What do you, I mean, looking at the questions, PJ, what do you reckon, doable?
Well, yeah, I think so, yeah. There's a lot of... There's a lot of animals going on in this one.
How are you with animals?
I'm no Dr. Doolittle, but
I'm in. Brilliant. Connor, I hope you win. I really do. Right, yeah, listen. 60 seconds on the clock. The very best of luck. 14 is what we need. Here we go.
What member of the cat family has species called Indian and Siberian?
Tiger.
What ewe is the more usual name for a mammary gland of a cow? In which country is Bastille Day celebrated?
France.
In the film Jerry Maguire, what was the profession of Tom Cruise's character?
He was an agent.
Yeah, Mr. T played B.A. Baracus on what TV show?
ATM.
According to the saying, when someone goes out to work, what food do they bring home?
Crust.
I'll give you that. What marsupial is the symbol of the Australian Rugby Union team?
Platypus.
It's a wallaby. The wolf and coyote are members of what animal family?
Wolf.
It's a dog. According to the old proverb, a watch kettle never wats.
Boiled.
If you were born on the 2nd of October, what star sign would you be?
Sagittarius.
It's Libra. In which country would you find the Sydney Opera House?
Australia.
What pea is the name given to fields where rice grow?
Paddy.
What type of food is ricotta?
Cheese.
Meg Ryan played opposite what character in Sleepless in Seattle?
Hamburg.
Yeah, the city of Hamburg is in what European country?
Germany.
Yeah, what kind of animal was the cartoon character Droopy?
A dog.
Yes.
Well done. Right, there's all sorts of...
Oh, I was trying to read them so fast, but I was stuttering and muttering all over the place, but I think we got there in the end.
Okay,
we'll see how we get on.
I'm going to have to bring Magic Mike in on this. Well, actually, I'll do the count first, Mike, will I? And then we can decide.
Yeah, do the count.
Do the count, okay. Decide. See whether it'll matter or not. Okay, here
no,
we go.
Hold
right.
on.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Towards ah!
So you're off the hook, Magical Mike.
What were you were you disputing?
Well, no, it's just I wasn't sure about the Tom Cruise one, and then there was the bringing home the crust as opposed to bringing home the bacon.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. We can allow them all.
Well,
we
what do you mean?
Well,
he was right with all crust and bacon. He's dead right. He's dead. Just because
yeah,
we're
not we're giving it to him.
Yeah, with gold. Yeah. No, you didn't win, Connor. Unfortunately, you got the draw.
So yeah,
sorry,
it was 13. It's as good as it could possibly get without winning. That's the unfortunate side, Connor. But listen, happy Easter to you anyway.
Yeah, happy Easter.
Oh, sorry about that, Connor. I did everything I could for you there.
All right, big happy Easter. Look, I might see you in Classic Games sometime.
Oh, you may well do. Yeah, yeah. If you're knocking around those parts, don't mind these dogs. Don't know what that means.
Go on, cheers, Connor. Take care. Good luck. Bye bye. And mind you, to be honest, if it was up to me, I'd have given him an extra point for Platypus.
Platypus.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be Julie's.ie.
Classic hits.
And I tell you, if the Australian rugby team knew what was good for them, they'd change their symbol to a platypus.
To a platypus. Anyone who doesn't have a platypus as their national emblem.
I mean, PJ would wear a giant one on a t-shirt if there was one printed, to be perfectly honest with you.
PJ and Jim in the morning.